This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Okay, here's what I want to do.
On the road again.
I want to take your phone calls in the next few segments. And I want to get you on air as quickly as we can. And then I want to go through all the big news that just broke in the last 30 minutes at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys. We print me the latest stories. Thanks. And then we're going to go through them all. Google drama, walkouts, protest, office harassment, inequity, eating their own. Clear evidence of cell phones cause cancer. Clear evidence that fish are in the ocean. Nearly half of Afghan under terrorist control as U.S. pours billions into the country. It's one of the few problems, but they don't want the Chinese to take over. I say let them have the quagmire. I think that's one of the few bad things Trump's done, is not following his instinct and staying in Afghanistan. So that's just some of the news on that front. There's a Mark Geis report, too, that's up on InfoWars.com that I'm going to air when we come back. Just showing the virtue signaling, the extreme virtue signaling of the left. I'll just wait till next segment. My problem is I can never say it's coming up. I just start doing it right there. But it's insane. One tweet saying, how dare you put a white person in Black Panther costume? That just shows the mind control and the anti-whiteness that the establishment has promoted and is hoping minorities pick up. But most minorities are the majority in most areas, and they remember Martin Luther King, and they're like, this doesn't make sense. So, but it's a real demographic game the globalists are playing. So that's coming up. That's coming up next segment. With the U.S. Senate panel examines former Trump aide Bannon's campaign role, we're going to be looking at all these setups they're involved in, these different TV ads they're running, and what they plan to do if they take back the House. But I really don't think, even though you've got record young people turning out to vote, I don't think, from everything I've seen and what I feel and how scared and frantic the Democrats look, and how they've pulled out all the stops and said, yes, fine, illegals vote. Remember, they'd always denied that they were doing that, but now they're like, yes, 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 we're having illegal aliens vote, damn it. And first they went from the caravan's good, and, Trump's going to kill them when they get here, to now there is no caravan. I have video clips. In fact, we should play some of these clips. I'm out of control. Where is my video list? I've got video clips where they're denying it exists like you have no memory. But really what they're doing is they're just training your brain to accept lying. So we're going to be looking at that coming up. The New York Times attacking me. Once friends, George Soros conspiracies. New signature of the GOP. That's right. George Soros only gave $32 billion this year to stopping nationalists in Europe and the U.S. That's in the New York Times. It's like, well, the other biggest donors are the Koch brothers that give to both parties, but 60% of Republicans, they gave $2 billion in the last 20 years. I'm going, okay, $32 billion? $32 billion will buy a hamburger, a Coke, and a lot more. And I know personally, I've been told, hey, you going to let off Soros? You had enough yet? And I'm like, no, thank you, sir. May I have another? I have not had enough yet. Because I am not going to get down there on my knees when George Soros comes over and unzips his pants and worship this little piece of crap who's 88 years old. And Satan's big old long dirty tongue is like rolled out like a red carpet. And George Soros is walking up towards the black opening. him and his little pedo pope and all these people. So, hey, there's always going to be traitors. There's always going to be people filling the role of the bad guys. Me, I'm not on that tape, so whatever you're going to do with this body.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the stock market's up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 179 points. And a lot of that, and we've seen a loss of half the gains we've gotten the last 2 years with Trump, is because China, in the trade war with the United States, is getting its butt handed to it. That is the horrible, evil, vampiric Chi-Coms that crouch and sit and perch on top of the poor Chinese people. And the word is that they're ready to capitulate. Now, we'll see if they zig when we zag, but they've been screwing us over and building infrastructure that is out of a science fiction movie while we get absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so Trump is just saying, you know, we're not going to starve America to death in some satanic leftist ritual. You know, crazy liberals don't just do rituals where they like sacrifice babies or rape virgins. They'll go out to some beautiful redwood and they'll cut it down and burn it in a ritual. That's been in the news before. They live to get the essence of some, you know, 1,000-year-old tree. These people are crazy. Donald Trump doesn't need to chop a tree down to get some power. He's not a mental patient. So the Shanghai composite stock index is going right in the toilet. They've had about four times the losses we have. So if they want to fight, they got one. Because Donald Trump just doesn't get as a businessman. Why don't we negotiate a two-way deal that makes everybody rich? Why are we screwing America over? Oh, because the left has some weird anti-Christian thing and just wants to, I mean, you look at Hollywood, like, why does Hollywood hate America? Why do they hate John Wayne? Why do they hate men being men? Because they hate power. They're threat. They don't have it. Why do the globalists want total control of Russia? Because Russia, for all its problems, has high IQ and probably a lot the establishment thinks of the touch. Maybe it's some psychic genetics. And it's the same thing. Anything that's got power, the globalists want to control. And everybody's like, yeah, tell us something we don't know. I'm not talking to the audience that knows everything. I know you know everything. I'm always worried about the prodigal son, the person that doesn't know. That's who we need to get. Now, they're total idiots and scum. Move on from them. But we got to reach out to them. I think this election at a gut level is on a razor's edge. I think it's going to come in super. Whoever wins is going to be super, super close. Razor's margins, wins by a nose. obviously it's a huge red wave like it is globally, but there's going to be fraud. And so we've got to do even more to win. And if listeners don't get energized, which you are, and if you don't go out and really take action, we still win. But it's going to be rough. In fact, we might even win more spectacularly down the road, but I just, man, I really don't want to go down that road. Just the flesh in me would like to really, really secure this and drive the Democrats from power and really make them the regional party and really make them extinct politically. That's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is press the attack. We're going to play this Trump video coming up. Let me give you the number to join us on who do you think is going to win? What's your gut tell you? What are you seeing? What do you make of the fake poll saying Democrats are going to win? We've seen that before. We know they're oversampling 10, 15% depending on the poll for Democrats. What do you see in your tea leaves? And let's get to this first. This is a story up on Infowars.com that's extremely important. Mark Dice has done it again. He sent a tweet to Target saying, I can't believe you have a white child in a Black Panther outfit. This is cultural appropriation. Black folks finally get a hero, and you've done this. There's the actual tweet. Why is this white boy pictured wearing a Black Panther costume on your website? This is black erasure. This is what's taught at universities, by the way. People of color finally have a superhero of their own, and you disrespect them by using a white person to promote the costume. Shameful. I'm boycotting. And they pulled it with one tweet. And people thought it was real. Even though it's Mark Dice, you know, in 10 seconds, he's a conservative libertarian media analyst. Par excellent. But again, it shows the capitulation. The left is the most susceptible to their own mental illness, where you're just supposed to absolutely capitulate. If someone says milk is racist, we go, no, it's not. BuzzFeed says, yes, it's white, it's racist. They're teaching total mental illness. Here's the report.
Well, not everyone had a happy Halloween this year. Target, America's second biggest retailer, took down this photo of a white boy modeling a Black Panther superhero costume after someone complained it's a costume for black children and it's cultural appropriation. How dare you think it's okay for a white boy to dress up as a black superhero? What do you think this is, the 1990s? And you're never going to guess who complained about it. I did. When it was brought to my attention last week by one of you awesome viewers that the white boy was pictured wearing the costume, I did my best social justice warrior impression and tweeted to Target telling them how terrible it was. Why is this white boy pictured wearing a Black Panther costume on your website? This is black eraser. People of color finally have a superhero of their own, and you disrespect them by using a white person to promote the costume? Shameful. Boycott. And then added, I didn't mean to assume the child's gender. The point is that a white boy or girl or non-binary or questioning or gender-fluid, pan-gender, queer, intersex individual has no business modeling a Black Panther costume. Hashtag blacks only. And even though they didn't apologize, which is what I was hoping they would do, when I checked the website yesterday, the photo of the white boy was gone, and every single picture is a black kid modeling the costume. Now, if you thought that my liberal alter ego was the only one crazy enough to think that this was an inappropriate costume for kids, you would be wrong. This from People Magazine, cultural appropriation or not. Parents speak out about Black Panther Halloween costumes. Parents of white children might want to think twice before purchasing a Black Panther Halloween costume this year. The blockbuster superhero film is sure to spawn some of the most popular get-ups this season. But many are advising parents to consider all angles before giving in to their children's wishes. Namely, exploring the idea of whether a white child dressing up as any of the film's black characters would be considered cultural appropriation. Evan Narcisse, a senior writer for IO9, who's currently working on a comic series titled Rise of the Black Panther for Marvel, told the New York Times he feels conflicted about the issue. You want that white kid to be able to think that he can dress up in a Black Panther costume, because to that kid, there's no difference between Captain America and Black Panther, he said. explaining that it also requires trying to explain what is special about T'Challa and Wakanda without racism. And it's like, can't do it. I couldn't do it. Several months ago, anticipating this problem, this black man tweeted out, "Dear white people, yes, Black Panther came to cinemas in February. So yes, this Halloween will be prime time for Black Panther costumes. Please note, there are white characters in Black Panther for you." He went on to say that the point is that white people have many choices when it comes to who they can accurately portray. The black and brown people do not. So why encroach on their territory? Another blogger and podcaster for Fatherly.com wrote, quote, "I don't think my white son should wear a Black Panther costume this Halloween. In general, I don't think white children should wear Black Panther costumes for Halloween at all. My thinking is this. Black Panther is more than just another superhero film. It is a meaningful and important moment for people of a specific race. It's people like you, sir, who are ruining the next generation and possibly the entire country."
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Take your calls on what's going to happen with the election. What's your gut level? Or what do you think if they're going to have this caravan hitting in just a few days before the election? Only 5 days out. Total false flag territory. Where do you think it's all going? And any other issue? Long-time callers, first-time callers, whatever. I'd love to hear from you all. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I don't want to be rude. I mean, a little bit better at going to callers quicker. But to get to a lot of you, we need to just have 45 seconds, a minute apiece, and I can't pontificate, which is like asking water not to be wet, but I'll try. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this live Thursday global transmission. Now, let's get into it right now. Let's talk about it. Let's go ahead and discuss the topic of what is homosexual in Latin? And then what is frog or amphibian in Latin? Can we look that up? Because this would be the case of frogus homosexualis. I mean, I guess is what you would call it. And we're going to go to this in a moment. Now, why am I doing something funny? Well, because we can reach a lot of young people with these memes, these tried and trusted memes. So the Alex Jones comes out as a gay frog is on Infowars.com. You can share the video. It's the only way it gets out to people. And it's tailor-made with one of the number one memes. I mean, it's up there in the top few memes ever, gay frogs. And people can find out, wow, atrazine really does sterilize you. It really can manipulate your sexuality. And it's a big problem. And people should be aware of what's going on. So I thought that a gay frog, a fictitious character played by me, would then talk to Mr. Atrazine, another real character who actually is out sterilizing and killing the frogs and causing male frogs to be homosexual and female frogs to not even produce eggs. It just kills you. It turns you upside down. So here is the report, and this is the gay frog report for the election. It's very, very important. It's on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Welcome to Lilypad Lane, and here's your host, Geronimo Frost.
Look at me, I'm a gay frog. I'm so cool, I'm so neat.
More frogs, but we're gay, so it's cool. Thanks, atrazine.
Atrazine is a human sterilization agent.
Before we go to our special guest, Atrazine, I wanted you to hear from one of our biggest supporters, David Hogg. He understands the bigoted, anti-Semitic, racist hatred of people like Alex Jones that have warned that frogs are becoming sterilized and gay from major scientific studies. Of course we are! It's so cool! Let's hear from David Hogg first! Oh, David!
Saying Alex Jones... Sorry, I don't want to mention his name. When individuals say these things to us, I think it's important for their viewing audience to realize they're simply trying to make money off them. For example, one of the main people in this situation that I don't want to name the name of, but as you said, is from InfoWars. He shouts a lot. I'll just give you that hint. He looks red. He's advertising many of these things, and the power lies in these advertisers to pull out of these fear-mongering, hate-loving people that just want to spread hate and division in America. For example, on InfoWars, one of the main things that he spoke, one of his famous things is saying that, one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and will turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you notice at the end of that video, he advertises water filters. Interesting.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Alex Jones, bad. Gay frogs, good. Atrazine, good. I had trouble breathing, and they say I'm going to die soon, but that's okay. Atrazine, I love you. Let's talk to Atrazine now.
Look how popular you are.
Hold on. Mr. Atrazine, I'm talking to you in a moment. I'm talking about my biggest fan, David Hogg.
Oh, yes, you've taken the bait.
Okay, we'll go to you now, then.
God. I'm into the water. God. Now go away.
But you still are wonderful. Okay. Why are they lying about you and saying mean things about you and trying to keep you from the human children's water? After all, you give people such gifts. Why are they doing that, Mr. Atrazine?
Of course, my son. You're absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with atrazine and other carcinogens in the water. They give you this gift that you now have. A gift that's so special. A gift that means... the end of the frogs. Yes, you are a product of collateral damage in a larger program. And the fact that Stephen Colbert and my other agents have turned this into a joke is all the more delicious.
Atrazine is what helps us become sterile and die. It's liberal, and don't be racist against atrazine. Ask any gay frog. It's good to never have any more frogs. It's good for our species to go away, or you're racist. I'm so cool now, Mr. Atrazine, that I'm sterile and dying early and have four eyes. But there's bigots out there who fight the transhumanist trans system, and they say that the mutations are bad and that we should worry about deadly chemicals or sterilization. Why do they do that? Why are they against the gifts you've given us of atrazine?
Every human watching, not just frogs, not just other animal life, needs to know.
When I was first born, saw my dad. He had a big red neck. He'd go,
never filter your water. Cook with bisphenol A. Radiation is good for you. World government is good for you. Just submit.
This hour brought to you by Syngenta and atrazine at Roundup from my good friend over at Monsanto. Drink up. No more pain. You die. Thank you, gay frogs. Atrazine's good. There's not a chemical program to reduce fertility. InfoWars is sorry. Please let us back on Twitter. Google, let us back on. We're sorry.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. but instead they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway. It's a fashion world ride as the cities fly by. The daylight is dissolved in the coming good night. And the questions and flowers take flight.
My love is in league. We're going to your phone calls, and then in the fourth hour, Mike Adams has got really important news information to cover. A lot of new breaking news, obviously, around the country. They're claiming these races are extremely close. And I would tend to disagree with that because the polling is historically so fake. But you do have record turnout right now of young people. And it's true that half of millennials call themselves communists or socialists in major polls. But most Generation Z, so I guess that's about under, what's Generation Z, under 20? Generation Z, or I guess under 18, Generation Z is mainly libertarian or conservative. But there is a 500% increase in Texas of people who are millennial under the age of 35, and that signifies big trouble for Ted Cruz. My God, if we get Beto O'Rourke, Beto, which in Spanish means pedophile. Why not be fake news? Mainstream media is now. I'm being sarcastic, folks. He doesn't want to be pedophile. I think it means like billionaire, fake, interloper, carpetbagger. That's. Well, Beto means beta. What it really means is somebody that talks in a fake voice. If you talk like this, it's how Bernie Sanders and Obama talk, then you're somebody. But he's like Chris Cuomo. He's a hit-and-run guy. So if you've got a hit-and-run under your belt, you're either going to be a Democrat president, commentator, or senator. I don't know. Here's a question for listeners. What do the Democrats do if they win? Go on an insane job with all these committees and try to sabotage the economy. We know what the Federal Reserve's already up to. What do they do? They lose. Oh, my gosh. I think you're going to see riots all over the country. And they plan to send up the caravan. See, let me tell you what happened to the caravan. Obama began with, just like they did in Europe six, seven years ago, to send up giant caravans of people paid for by Soros, by taxpayers, by the UN, and hundreds of buses a day would arrive just in McAllen, Texas. So certainly 5 years ago, it took us about a year to learn about it. Nobody was even talking about it. We would send our crew down to McAllen and other places, and there'd be like 20 buses at a time driving off and 4 or 5 rounds a day. And the Border Patrol would actually have their union head, because he could speak, who also was the head of the Texas sector, go, it's treason, we can't even vet them, they have diseases, we're being told to load kids up on buses with people we didn't even know, our groups weren't even certified, this is child trafficking, which it was, it later came out. And you're like, wow, the Border Patrol really went far in doing that. Well, yeah. I mean, when you're like, want to help children and people, you're loading them up with adults who don't even know who they are. And it turned out it was child smuggling. And a bunch of other crap. And then once they get these busloads to Chicago and Dallas and everywhere else they're going from Texas and Oklahoma City, they go to Democrat charities, they sign the kid up, and the local church, the local Democratic group, skims in some cases 100% of the welfare. But it gets worse. It's in the news that they then put them, even child laborers in factories owned by Democrats, meatpacking, you name it, in corrupt Democrat towns they run, where they run the inspectors, they run everybody else, is totally corrupt. And they make them work, and then when it's time to get their paycheck, if they bitch, they're fired. And if they say anything, they blow a whistle and report them to ICE, and then ICE comes and gets them. You think ICE likes doing that? Going to some dirty apartment where there's a bunch of teenagers and people and there's everything else going on. And, you know, there's girls proving prostitution in the back room just to pay for the rent and all the money skimmed off of them. There's a pimp running them for sex. Democrats are getting all the welfare money. And then they don't even give them a paycheck at the meatpacking plant, some 15-year-old girl. ICE gets really pissed. And they say, we're quitting unless somebody does something about this. And so Trump has done a lot of stuff behind the scenes let's just say these kingpins, Mexican mafia, MS-13s, the Democrats don't like to get their hands dirty. Because, see, sometimes the Hispanic, particularly, who come in here illegally, they get organized kind of in a union and say no. Well, then they just send in a gang and kill them. And that's why Nancy Pelosi said they're all God's children. Well, see, then MS-13, they got guns on them, and a lot of times, you know, they pull those guns. And then it just kind of becomes a footnote when these guys get laid out. And it's not a good thing. I don't like it, but we are in basically in a civil war. You don't usually even hear about these guys, what happens to them. They're real scared right now. They've been running their mouth how tough they are and everything else, but they're not tough. They're dead is what they are. They're 6 feet under. They're getting chewed up and spat out. Because we're not going to turn the United States into Mexico. We're not going to go along with the globalist model. It's not going to happen. So, that's what's happening. And that's just one small little window into all the things that are going on. What are they going to pull? What are they going to pull with these huge mobs of 10,000 here, 20,000 there, 5,000 here, 3,000 there, marching up to crush the border? So I knew this was going on because we knew they were bringing up buses. We knew who the groups were. Soros was in Forbes bragging he was funding it. And you know, the UN, and Trump gets in, he says, we're not under UN control anymore, controlling those agencies. We're in control. It stops. And Soros goes, no, we're just going to make even bigger caravans and smash through it and say you're hurting little kids and have the compliant media say it. But the public woke up to that. So now they're in real trouble. So they're like, oh, my God, this caravan backfired on us. What are we going to do? So now they're in the news saying the caravans do not exist. That's in my stack. They just think you'll just forget about that caravan now. Because, see, we've warned of false flags. We've warned of what they might pull. They know there's too many eyeballs and military intelligence, defense intelligence, army intelligence, the Marine Corps, the patriots that are in the CIA, not the bad ones. They're all down there watching, and they're all tracking the leaders of this. And I bet some of the leaders of the caravan from these NGOs that are involved in a military action against the U.S., I bet some of them fell down the stairs in Mexico in the last few days. Why, I bet a few of them got ran into on the street. Gee, darn it, darn it. I bet some of them died with their military attack on the U.S. I bet the heads of the snakes got cut off. Because that's what they're saying now. Suddenly, there's like the leaders are all gone. Nobody knows where they went. They just disappeared. It's really sad that all these communists organized in Venezuela marched up from there waving communist flags and their foreign flags, so they're going to piss all over the country. I'm real sad to hear that Soros' little minions and some of these, even some of these liberal professors that are, you know, basically foreign intelligence officers, I'm upset. I'm upset that some of them might have, like Humpty Dumpty, fell down and busted their head, and all the king's horses and all the king's men, I'll never put them back together again. What about you? What do you think? Head of the snake. Huh. Calls, I promise, straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. You've been doing it. You've been spreading the links. And victory is prevailing. But the battle is joined.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming up, I just, what do I say 5 days out that hasn't been said? It's just, it's crazy. The censorship, the manipulation of Google, the armies of people they've got in there in live time delisting articles, engaging in fraud, the way they're trying to plunge the economy, the way they're rooting against the country, just the energy they're putting out. To not just have control, but to run it in the ground. They're not fighting like you fight for your baby's life because you love it. They're fighting because they want to crap all over it. And when you know, I mean, I know so much about Maxine Waters and her criminal activity. She's such a thug that it gives me a headache to even, like when I want to start talking trash about her. They just showed a clip of her if you're watching TV. Radio listeners didn't see it. And I started thinking about all the stuff she's done bad and how evil she is and how she rips off her constituents and steals their welfare money. And I mean, she is a criminal. And that's what America has with a big old giant hard on to screw us over. I mean, it's like, God almighty. Thank God. God put term limits on people. I don't wish any harm against her, but you know, she'll never leave Congress, but she will leave this planet. And in a weird way, you know, I'm like, well, keep her there. She makes Democrats look like idiots. But, man, I just feel sorry for her constituents. I mean, and Pelosi, that criminal, I think about all the crimes. She had no money when she went to Congress. She's given billions to her husband in government biotech money. But they get away with it because they're Democrats, because they buy everybody off. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Where do you start? Where do you start with these people? Nancy Pelosi, MS-13s, all God's children. Well, they're certainly going to see God right now. I heard they've not been having a very good day. Of course, that isn't on your local Action 7 news, though. And people go, oh, my God, you're against the police state, Jones. You don't like extrajudicial killing. These are foreign governments attacking us in covert operations. They're lucky that Trump doesn't fly down there with A-10 warthogs and destroy those columns. But they have children with them. They bring them as shields. And you let them through, it's the very groups exploiting kids. Most of those kids, they've kidnapped. You look at those kids crying and screaming, trying to get away with from who they're with. Those aren't their fathers and mothers in most cases. Those are child traffickers. It's on record. So I say we go down there and judiciously remove the children from them, find out who their parents are. Oh, you can't do that. That's taking a child away. Next time they catch some pedophile with a van full of little kids, don't take my kids away. On the news, the local police caught a known pedophile with six kidnapped kids, but the ACLU said it's wrong because they found out who the kids are and separated them. That's right. These are all my kids. Some fat white guys, like little black kids. Usually is minority kids because they seem to think nobody cares about them. Those are my kids. Sure they are. Caught Hillary's top person shipping in hundreds of them. A bunch of them end up disappearing. She changed her name. She's back running children's age agencies again. They asked her. They go, she had like 100 kids. They go, who are they? These are my children. Oh, you had 100 of them. They're all black, huh? That's right. They're my kids. And if you ask where they came from, you're a racist. Chase the Patriot from California. Chase, welcome to the airwaves.
Oh, Alex. This is Chase Patriot from Front Lines of California, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I want to talk about the power of information and our duty to override the mainstream narrative, all right? So I took your reporter challenge on YouTube, Chase the Patriot. I've been filing reports every single day with detailed reports usually celebrating America. But I've noticed a trend, and there's this false confidence of the Democrats again, the same thing we saw in the 2016 election. And now we see Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, they're all licking their lips thinking they're going to take back the House. And they vowed investigations into what they and why they lost. So it's up to us to counter the narrative and to counter their lies. And on, one way I do it is with my YouTube page, but also is through your T-shirts and your hats, Alex. I want to promote your T-shirts. Everyone out there, they are great ways to meet people who have like minds, and they start conversations and you find patriots, and it's a great way to spread good messages out there. So I highly recommend it, Alex.
Oh, absolutely. When I say these shirts are like choose your own adventure, wear a Mohan Labe, you'll only meet fellow patriots and gunners, which is great. Wear a, you know, big obnoxious InfoWars shirt in red or a Trump Pitt shirt, you're going to meet your friends and your enemies. So it's a really great way to spread the word and exercise free speech in the third dimension.
Hey, and one more suggestion on that. You know, a lot of us have, we might have, I don't want to give away anything, but some of us might have a concealed carry, and I would like to see a button-up shirt long enough that I can wear untucked so I can still carry on my hip a pistol, and that's something if you put, like, a little American flag on the armband. And
oh, it's total genius. The InfoWars concealed carry shirt for men and women. Kind of like a cargo shirt or like a bowling shirt or like a... A utility shirt, and it's got an American flag. It's black, and it's got that, you know, it's not tapered. It kind of flanks out. That's perfect.
Yeah, and, you know, something you can wear to the office, and nobody really knows what's going on. It just looks like a normal shirt they got from the mall. But if you can support the cause, you can support. And then the inside, you know, if somebody asks, hey, where'd you get that shirt? It'll say InfoWars.com on the inside.
Well, I'm going to take what you just said and put it into a two-minute ad, even though we don't have that product yet. I'm going to try to crack the whip of my own butt and get that done because I've actually had that requested before on the street, about a year ago. And it's funny, you just said that again, but absolutely, we need to branch out. We got so many great T-shirts, so many for men and women, ball caps. I don't even promote them anymore. We got the best shirts we've ever had, and that's something I never even talk about. So thanks for calling, Chase. God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You have the T-shirts, the books, the films. X3 is the new super iodine we've got with the original deep earth crystals, but other two types of iodine added to it and vitamin C to stabilize it. This is the next level. Our little secret weapon, 50% off and free shipping out of the gates, and your purchase makes it all possible. Learn why the globalists don't want you to know about the good halogen. Learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsLife.com. And Alexa Pure Pro, the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there, that beats all the competition. It is $127 out of $200. I can tell you, I make like 20 bucks. They make like 20 bucks. That is a incredible sale right there. We have the new hexagon hoodies in with the InfoWars symbol. InfoWars car magnets are in. So you can ride around, get the word out, but not get vandalized. Take them off once you get out of the car. Reach a couple hundred people, and then boom, put it in the trunk. It's how we win. We take action in the third dimension. Okay, back to your calls. I appreciate everybody calling in here. Dim schemes after the election. Joe wants to talk about midterms and Gab, Caravan and Antifa, big tech censorship. Who's been holding the longest here? Jessica in Detroit, or is it? Who's been holding the longest here? Tim in Montana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper.
We'd like to plug two of your things real quick. The George Washington shirt is just a favorite among everybody I wear it around. My kids love it.
That's a George Washington from the French and Indian War.
Oh, George Washington showing how bad and much of a BA he is, you know. Not just a scholar and a gentleman, but a true warrior.
Here's a question. Who would win in a cage match in their prime, George Washington or Andrew Jackson?
I think Washington. He fought with a hat, a tomahawk.
You know, well, he did, but I mean, do you know about Andrew Jackson? Andrew Jackson was like so ridiculous, a killing machine. It's like unbelievable.
Well, I still go with Washington. I mean,
Washington was physically more powerful than Jackson, but Jackson was unkillable.
Well, yeah, that has a lot to do with will, determination, and providence, right? the super silver wound gel. I'm a MRSA survivor. I about cut the end of my finger off about 2 weeks ago. Put a dab on there. A week later, there's just a red line. I mean, that stuff is amazing. And I have my little kid. I want to make sure they don't catch that stuff from me because I'm a potential carrier for the rest of my life. And that stuff will never be too far from my person.
Well, by the way, I didn't intend to go to calls and plug products, but thanks to the last two callers doing that. So God bless you. Thank you. But all our silver products are whatever the very best is, that's what we carry, or a private label. But what's your view on dim schemes? What do you think they're going to pull with so little time left, 4.5 days?
What I fear the most is, you know, because of what you have done, everybody's questioning the bomb guy, everybody's questioning this anti-Semitic shooter. What I fear that they're going to do is they're going to ramp it up. And they're going to target somebody like Pelosi or Waters because Pelosi's a, you know, walking vegetable and Waters is still...
No, I agree. They're already liabilities, exactly, so they could make one of their liabilities a plus column. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you to finish up. I agree. I'm worried about false flags on Pelosi, Mueller, or all these walking corpses. We need to pray for their safety. Pray for Robert Mueller's safety. We want nothing to happen to Nancy Pelosi, Waters, Michael Moore, all these big bloated pus bags. We don't want them to get hurt.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.